My life today, March 19. I will use self-control in eating, exercising self-control. Blessed art thou, O land, when thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. The observance of temperance and regularity in all things has a wonderful power. It will do more than circumstances or natural endowments in promoting that sweetness and serenity of disposition which counts so much in smoothing life's pathway. At the same time, the power of self-control thus acquired will be found one of the most valuable equipments for grappling successfully with the stern duties and realities that await every human being. We urge that the principles of temperance be carried into all the details of home life, that self-denial and self-control should be taught to the children and enforced upon them so far as consistent from babyhood. Children must be taught that they must not have their own way, but that the will of their parents must guide them. One of the most important lessons in this connection is the control of appetite. They should learn to eat at regular periods and to allow nothing to pass their lips between these stated meals. Children reared in this way are much more easily controlled than those who are indulged in eating everything their appetite craves and at all times. They are usually cheerful, contented, and healthy. Even the most stubborn, passionate, and wayward have become submissive, patient, and possessed of self-control by persistently following up this order of diet, united with a firm but kind management in regard to other matters. Let every youth in our land, with the possibilities before him of a destiny higher than that of crowned kings, ponder the lesson conveyed in the words of the wise man, "Blessed art thou, O land, when thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness."